In local news, prohibiting skateboards and scooters on footpaths in Raglan and other Waikato town centres are just some of the tools for police in a new bylaw proposed by council. They're also looking at ways to deal with boy races. The bylaw to deal with activities on or near roads, including signage and trading, as well as the devilish wheeled recreational vehicles. In addition, horses riding on footpaths in urban areas will be prohibited, and vehicles over 3.5 tonne will have limited access to town between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. Submissions close at Waikato District Council on 27th of March. And a much-reduced Maui Dolphin Day has been announced for the 25th of March at the old school on Stewart Street. Since COVID, the Whangaroa Environment Centre has been forced to review whether the day had been achieving what they want to achieve, which was originally to raise awareness of the plight of the dolphin. Luckily for this year, 2023, Piki Oki has stepped in and organised an event promising games, food and music at Old School on the 25th. And the Environment Centre says there will most likely be a Maui Dolphin Day in the future. As well as the Creative Market, the Old School Arts Centre is continuing its pop-up bookshop this weekend. The three-week-long event featuring local authors is open from 10 to 2 every day, but during the weekend, authors Wanda Barker and Colin Chung will be in residence for anyone who wants to meet them, discuss their book, or get a signing. And Waikato District Council has a Merrill Disaster Relief Fund open at the moment to help those affected by the cyclone. If you need help with cleaning debris from properties where people are uninsured or underinsured, supporting individual families faced with hardships, assisting small businesses and farmers, or assisting people with basic needs where the individual or family is uninsured or underinsured, then remember, the closing date for applying to the fund is 14th March 2023. And that is the Raglan News for Friday the 10th of March 2023.